Welcome to the Short Term Show, the show about short-term rentals and long-term wealth, with real property owners hosting real properties who are crushing it in the vacation and short-term rental space. And here's your host, Avery Carl.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Short Term Show. Got a few little housekeeping items before we introduce our guest today. So we are hiring agents in a number of markets, Pocono, Smokies, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, and any other market. If you're sitting here listening thinking, well, they're not in my market, but I think that they should be, reach out to us because we are hiring and expanding this year. So reach out at careers@theshorttermshop.com. Also, don't forget about Short Term Shop Plus. If you're not familiar with that, check out Luke's podcast, Short Term Rental Management, and go to stsplus.com. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to today's guest. We have a really cool guest today, Gil Chan. So he is a real estate investor, but he also has launched in the past year or two a very cool platform for direct bookings that seems to be pretty easy to use. So I'm very excited to interview him today. How's it going, Gil?
Going well. I'm excited about 2025.
Good. Yeah, me too. One thing I forgot to ask you before we went on camera, you're not in Southern California, right? You're in Northern California.
No.
Your family's safe from the fires?
Yeah, we're safe. I have family down in SoCal. So we're in Northern California. I'm in San Francisco. Okay. But yeah, we're away from all the fires, but it's pretty horrific. And I know one of my cousins down there, it's like surrounding them. And I see all like the Instagram posts and everything about like how it is inside. It's awful.
Yeah, it looks really, really terrifying. It's very, very sad for sure. Yeah, I can't imagine. And this isn't going to air while that's, it'll be, you know, gone by the time this airs. But if anybody needs any help with anything, you're displaced, anything like that, we definitely have a large network of Airbnb owners. So reach out. And if we can do anything to help, we're happy to do that. But okay, let's get into this interview. So Gil, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into being a short-term rental investor.
Yeah. So I think before I was a short-term rental investor, I was a long-term rental investor. So big listener of the Bigger Pockets. I think once I opened Rich Dad Poor Dad, like it opened a whole new world to me and I started getting to long-term rentals. My day job was in tech and I oddly thought that if I buy my first property, it'll start to offset some of my taxes that I was incurring in tech. And that was not true. And that's why I ended up investing in short-term rentals. And ironically, I ended up really loving it. I end up loving a host. Mm-hmm. I love just the hospitality around it and all the data on all the analytics, all that. I end up like really diving deep into it. And all the listeners here, like you get into short-term rentals, you think that you're doing real estate investing, but you're actually starting a whole new business and you're learning all these different things around it. And some people really love it and some people don't. And I end up really, really loving short-term rentals. So we bought in the beginning of the pandemic, my wife and I, we bought in the Smokies. And then shortly after, about a year after launching our first rental, we started getting a lot of anxiety that 90-something% of our revenues were coming from one platform. It was coming from Airbnb. At that point, we weren't getting much traction on VRBO. And I started getting a lot of anxiety that at any point, if Airbnb wanted to shut us down, we would lose all our revenues. We wouldn't be able to pay mortgage. And that's when I wanted to get into direct bookings. We ended up building a direct booking site off of WordPress because all the big agencies were building it off of WordPress. I was like, okay, if they're building it off WordPress, I should be too. And it took me over 4 weeks to build out our first direct booking site. It looked really good. It wasn't as integrated as I wanted it to be, but it performed really well. And then I started getting my mastermind peers asking me to build out their website. And I was like, no way in hell am I ever doing that ever again. Ironically, my day job was in e-commerce. And my biggest partner was Shopify. And I remember flying out to Canada and I realized that in the e-commerce industry, if you wanted to start an e-commerce store, you can sign up for a Shopify shop and build out your store really, really easy. And that store performs really well. It converts really high. So as long as you can drive traffic towards it, you're able to build a pretty sustainable business there. And I realized that in our industry, in short-term rentals, you didn't have that ability. You can use the PMSs, website creators, and oftentimes they're pretty limited. They don't allow you to optimize certain pages, brand aesthetics, and so on. So I was like, there has to be something available for our industry. And I looked around, I couldn't find anything. So I ended up coding the first version myself, shopping around with our peers, and people really loved it. Now, so at that point, I left my W-2 job, went all in, and then hired up an engineering team and started to build the company from there. And it's been fabulous. Now we're integrated with soon to be five PMSs. So we're OwnerRes, Hospitable, HostAway, Guesty, and then there's one more we're about to launch.
This episode is brought to you by the Premier Short-Term Rental Facebook group. Short-term rental, long-term wealth. We have nearly 50,000 members, and this is the biggest independently owned and operated SCR Facebook group, and it has been curated by yours truly, Cashflow Carl. Join us on Facebook. Search the groups for short-term rental, long-term wealth. That's short-term rental, long-term wealth on Facebook.
Okay, well, that's exciting. So for the people who might not understand the difference between a direct booking website and crafted stays, can you kind of give us the rundown on the differences there?
Yeah. So like typically there's a few ways that you could, if you wanted to go direct, there's a few ways to do it. You can, one, if you're on any of the big PMSs, they all have the ability to take direct bookings. You can build out a site there. And what they'll do is they'll put all your properties all on one landing page. And sometimes they'll have search as well too. But you're not able to talk about, you're not able to put a blog on there. You're not able to talk about your amenities and really style it the way you want it to. So one of the biggest difference is you have a lot more control of how to create your site the way that you want it to look, how you want it to function. We end up spending a whole ton of efforts on making sure that it's mobile optimized as well too, because we find that a lot of traffic actually comes from mobile. So we worry about those small little things. And this is coming from my e-commerce side, where in e-commerce, you hyper-optimize for those small little clicks, all those interactions, and what you're trying to do is get people to convert. So I'm trying to bring some of those things back into our industry there. So that's one of the biggest differences. So you get all of some of the perks that you would get if you were hire an agency and spend thousands and thousands of dollars for them to build our website, but you're able to do it on your own. And the neat thing is that since we're connected to all the PMSs, you can get a site set up in 15 minutes. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, because what you're doing is you're connecting your PMSs, pulling all your property information. We sync all the pictures, all the amenities, and then you're choosing from a variety of different templates. And then from there, you're just customizing it to your brand, your feel, your ideal guest avatar, and you're really trying to resonate with them. And you can have a really well-performing site in less than a day.
And that's a big deal. So it's more affordable and faster. I think to me, the speed is really the most important part, because at least other people might not be like this, but for me, if it's taking me more than a few minutes to try and set something up, I will find something else to do and just never come back to that thing. So it seems like that kind of is good for people like me about this product.
Yeah, and we kind of actually built it in that way intentionally, because what I found is that when I got into direct bookings, the barrier to entry was so high for me, both from a cost and time perspective. It was really, really costly for me to build or pay someone to build out my direct booking site, but also cost a lot of time as well too, which a lot of us were spread pretty thin. We may still have our W-2 jobs and we're running our short-term rentals on the side. And time is very precious to us. And so when I built this platform, I kept that in mind and I wanted to make sure that whatever I build, whatever I put out there, it converts really high, but it lowers the barrier to entry, because we've seen is that it's not like you're going to be able to build out your website and you're able to drive traffic to it and get bookings immediately. It takes time for you to build that engine there. And the earlier that you start, the easier it gets to that point where you actually can drive significant amount of bookings. I think the realistic goal is like in 2 to 3 years, you should be able to get 40, 50, 60, 65, 80% direct bookings. So the earlier that you can start in that journey, the easier that you're able to be much more independent.
So I have a question. I probably should have started with this question, but I just love like products and platforms and learning how they work. So I just dove right into it. But for those who might not be as familiar, maybe newer listeners, what is the importance of having a direct booking presence and not just relying on Airbnb and Vrbo and the other OTAs?
Yeah, there's a variety of different ones. I think one that people start to gravitate towards is the fees. When you're booking on Airbnb, VRBO, the fees can be anywhere from 13 to 18% depending on the market, sometimes even higher than that. So you're able to put that back either in your guest pocket or your own pocket, and or split the difference between the two. But I think for me, the bigger difference is the autonomy and the ability to be independent. So you're not reliant on the platforms, Airbnb, VRBO, Booking.com, any of those, to be able to sustain, be able to pay mortgage on your properties there. That to me is the more important thing. I think the biggest difference is that when you think about Airbnb, VRBO, any of the OTAs, it's very transactional. You're fighting for that next booking there. You're trying to reduce your prices, you're trying to optimize things, and you're trying to like fill that calendar there. Where the difference with direct bookings is that you're actually building a sustainable business. Anything that you build into direct bookings ends up compounding over time. So when you build out your website, you build out your email list, you build out your social, all those things, they reap benefit for the future. So over that longer period of time, it ends up becoming a marketing engine that stands on its own. You're not having to chase, you're not having to discount your stays. If you have openings, you can send an email blast to all of your past guests and say, I actually have a last minute opening for this coming weekend. If you're on just the OTAs, the only thing you can really do, the only lever you really can do is like discount that next weekend. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot more control of your business that way.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I'm going to ask you some questions about marketing that in a second. But I think to me, the first thing that I thought about when you started talking about having direct booking websites is that you have to have one in order to take advantage of Google Vacation Rentals. And so we've yet to see if Google's actually going to, you know, push that forward, because they have a habit of putting things down after a while when they start. So, but you do, if you want to participate in Google Vacation Rentals, have to have a direct booking site. They're not going to drive traffic to Airbnb. You've got to have a direct one. So how does that kind of play in with Crafted Stays?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Google will direct traffic, but they don't prioritize the OTAs. They actually do have it in there as a clickable option. But you're absolutely right. If you want to get GVR, Google Vacation Rentals, you need to have a direct booking site there. And you're absolutely right that we're still seeing how Google will evolve the platform. It originally started off as a project that was on the hotel side, Google Travels, and then eventually again to Google Vacation Rentals. So a lot of the controls that the hotels have, the ability to optimize their listings, all those things aren't even available to us. We can't even rearrange our photos. We can't optimize anything. So there's no like concept of SEO for Google Vacation Rentals. I think because of that, we're seeing very low traction for it. So I've seen there's very little host that I've come across that has done really well in Google Vacation Rentals. But I do think that over time, we're going to see that change as Google releases new tools and they spend more time and effort on it. Because like Google Travel, like if you ever search for a flight, that's a tool used by many, many, many now. So that shift is still to come.
If you want to buy a short-term rental in one of the best vacation markets in America, you're looking for the Short-Term Shop. They are the experts in the vacation rental space. Their team of realtors are fantastic. And if you use the Short-Term Shop to buy your home, you'll have access to free classes with me to teach you how to get your property up and running. Join us at theshorttermshop.com, brokered by EXP. Short-Term Shop Plus has live and recorded sessions on the following topics: creating compelling listings, marketing your STR property, setting up a new listing, managing from a distance, finding and acquiring your first or next STR, live revenue management audits with the pros, analyzing an STR for gross revenue. All of this and much, much more is now available at your fingertips with Short-Term Shop Plus. Everything you need to know to have success in the world of vacation homes and STR. Please join us at stsconsultation.com. That's stsplus.com or stsconsultation.com to learn more.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I haven't seen anybody have great success. I mean, we've had a booking here or there, same with, you know, any other people that I've heard from anecdotally, but nothing major yet. But they do have the, if they want to, the ability to completely disrupt the OTA space.
Oh, for sure.
If they decide they want to.
I mean, when you travel, there's probably two things that you look for. If you mainly travel using Airbnb as your means of finding lodging or stays, you're going to go there. But the other place you're going to go is either YouTube or Google. You're going to find out what places to visit, what are the amenities, what are the things that you should be doing in that area. And so Google is like right front and center of all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I'm interested to see what Google Vacation Rentals will do in the next few years. So let's talk about features a little bit. So we've talked about the importance of having a direct booking website and how with Crafted Stays, you can set one up really easily. You integrate with a lot of the big PMSs, which is really important. But let's talk about some of the features of Crafted Stays.
Yeah, I think the biggest one is just the flexibility on being able to create your site. So I think first off, we do have a template library that you can choose from. And we make sure that the template library has really beautiful templates in there that helps you get started on everything. So we fill out all the blocks for you. They're mainly placeholders, but you'll replace the hero images, the imagery, the copy, and all that stuff. So we have places for you to upload, for instance, your logos, your images, your bio. We think the bio is actually very important, especially for hosts under 20 or so properties there, because I find that when we ran our test for some of our smaller operators really building that trust on the front page using your profile really helps on conversion there. So we have our template library, and then you can completely drag things around. You can like rearrange the blocks. You can add things on there. So you have the power of like a Squarespace, a Wix, or a WordPress. But the major difference is that it's tightly integrated back into your PMS. So you're not having to add your properties in there manually. It all synchronizes and everything. You can choose which ones you want to highlight. You can choose and change your base price and so on. But everything is driven by mainly your PMS. So all the data that you spend, all that time you spent in making sure that your listing looks good on Airbnb and VRBO, Book.com, it pulls all that information, and you can do overrides if you need to. I think the other big feature is really around both on SEO and on mobile. So on the SEO side, actually, Crafted Stays is a Google for Startups partner. So Google invests into us quite a bit. They've actually paid for a lot of our infrastructure. We're all hosted on Google. We get a lot of trainings from them. So I got a lot of insider tips on like Google Vacation Rentals and some of the things that they're doing there as well too. But we also had them look through our web pages and make sure that their crawlers or bots can actually crawl our web pages efficiently. So they advise us on how to optimize our templates and our pages to really suit well for search engines, or specifically their own search engine.
Right.
And then on mobile, we just obsess over really making sure that our websites perform really well on mobile. And again, we find that there's about 46% of traffic that comes from mobile. That's a significant amount. Most of the bookings are still on desktop. So about 60% of bookings happen on desktop, but most people will search for you, find you, discover you, first land on your page on mobile. So we make sure that like one of the things that we do is whenever we download the pictures from the PMSs, we'll convert them four times over and we'll make it smaller so that it loads really fast on mobile. And we still have a high-res image on desktop. So it looks really good on a big screen, but it loads really fast on a small screen. And we did that from trial and error. Like when we first launched, we didn't do that. And we found out like, oh, it was hurting our search engine rankings because our sites were loading slower. The guest experience wasn't as great. So we ended up finding out that like, oh, our pages didn't load as fast as we wanted to. So we ended up doing a lot of optimizations to make sure that it just performs really well on mobile. And then we do some like small little things, like if you were on mobile and you're scrolling down on the page, and usually you have a book now button on the center, but if you're like halfway down the page, we pin the book now button on the top, so you're always able to search for dates without having to jump to a different screen or press another button there. So we do a lot of like little small tweaks on making sure that when someone's visiting on mobile, the experience feels very natural to them, and they're not just seeing a desktop version of your website on a smaller screen.
I like that. I like that a lot. And you're right. When I know I'm going on a trip somewhere, if I'm like I had a doctor's appointment earlier, and you know, those are always, they you wait much longer than you're expecting to. So you're scrolling your phone and you're thinking like, what can I be doing in this time? Oh yeah, we're planning a family vacation. Let me find a place to stay. And so I'll look and then I'll say, okay, I like a couple of these, but I don't think I ever have booked an actual stay on mobile, hotel, Airbnb, or otherwise. So I think that's a really interesting and good call out, is you want it to work really well on mobile, but also that's not where a lot of traffic comes from there, but that's not where a lot of the actual booking is done.
Yeah. And we do some small things where, like, if you're on the property page, there's actually a share button on some of the templates where you can actually share that specific property back to your email or back to your text message. So then you can just pin it to yourself and then open up on desktop later. So there's like these small little things that we look at there.
And I think it's also really interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong here, making this assumption, that by working with Google, by Google being invested in your company and them looking through their SEO experts, telling you what needs to be done on your websites in order to be found more easily, would properties that do have websites with you guys, I mean, are they statistically or anecdotally even found more easily than potential other direct booking websites, just because the way yours is optimized?
Yeah, we don't have any stats on like, I'm not comparing people's Google Analytics on what they had before, but what their traffic is now. But we've had like, there's examples of like, there's a guest that was originally on Hospitable's direct booking engine, and they moved over to us, and they saw a 75% increase in conversion in just a few months. I was blown away. I did not expect it to be that high in such a short amount of time there. So we've seen significant increases in both like traffic drivers and on like site conversion there. So I'm pretty thrilled about just where we're headed. And I think one of the big things that I didn't talk about, but because we built it as a platform and everybody's using these templates, we get to optimize it and run tests over periods of time. And what we've done is we've chosen some of our larger hosts that have a significant amount of properties there. And we're running small little tests with them to see if we can increase their conversions. And that's where we find like, oh, pinning the book now button to the top of the page on mobile, things like that. When we find some of those things that really increases conversion, we do that sweeping change for everybody. So anyone that's using that template gets to benefit from those optimizations there. So that's one of the biggest difference between like our platform versus like if you're hiring an agency to build out your site. When an agency is building out your site, they're building it specifically for you, your instance there. So if they have any learnings from all their past or future clients, they're not going back and updating your site in there. I haven't seen that happen. But for us, it's automatic. Like you automatically get to benefit from that. So if, for instance, if clients want us to add certain blocks on there, and we make optimizations, it becomes available to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So is there anything that I haven't asked about that you feel like our listeners would benefit from hearing? Because at the end of the day, I'm not a tech person, so I might be missing something like really cool about it that I just haven't given you the opportunity to talk about yet.
No, I think the major thing is really like get started as early as you can. And even if you don't use us and you use the booking engines that come from the PMSs, get your direct booking sites, start collecting those emails early on. And once you mature, once you collect a sizable amount of emails and you feel like you want to amplify your direct bookings, you can take a look at us. You can take a look at some of the other agencies out there. But I encourage folks to just start as early as possible. And like that's kind of why like we kept our subscription so low. Like it's really inexpensive for you to start a direct booking site. We have a promotion right now where if you have two properties, it's only $59 for the first year. So it's really affordable for folks. And the reason why I did that is I want folks to start as early as possible, because you're not going to get those bookings. Like you're not going to get 50% direct bookings within the first 6 months. That's not necessarily feasible. And I've seen some folks do that, but it's not the norm. Right. So if you can start collecting those emails, if you can start marketing to guests, start building your social presence there, you're building yourself a very sustainable future. And as people are growing their portfolio, that's just going to help you out in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you say, well, first of all, A, how long have you been using direct booking websites? And B, what percentage of your bookings would you say you get from direct booking websites? Because I just want to kind of give people a gauge of maybe what they can expect. Because I would consider you to probably be somebody who is at the top of the heap in terms of the percentage they're able to get of direct booking. So I kind of want to just set an expectation for those who are listening that like, what is normal to expect over the first several years of starting to try and get direct bookings? Because you're right, they're not going to just do a website and get 85% direct bookings the next week.
Yeah, it hovers for us. We actually moved over to the platform shortly after I built my original WordPress site. So it's probably been a little bit over a year now, and we're hovering anywhere from the mid-teens to 20%, which I'm pretty actually happy with.
Yeah, that's a good number.
And it fluctuates too. And so like we're trying to figure out like what we're doing right now is trying to figure out like what marketing efforts is worthwhile. And admittedly, I don't spend as much time into it as much as I should be. Like now that I'm now the founder of this company, I'm spreading myself a bit thinner than I had before.
Companies tend to start to take up a lot of time. I understand that.
Yeah, but I think the benefit that we had is that we are in vacation rental markets. We're in the Smokies, we're in Branson, and we have a lot of annual visitors. And you see this, Avery, like a lot of people will come to the same cabins year after year. So we collect emails from every past guest that has stayed with us. And we have them on a 12-month nurture campaign. So I have them sent to Klaviyo, and we have SMS and email campaigns sent out over a 12-month period. And we just basically send them an email out every single month for the next 12 months. And in the ninth month, we ask them, if you do decide to come back to us, here's a coupon code. And every email subsequent to that is really just talking about all the great things to do in the Smokies and so on. So we try to like really add value to them for the first 9 months and then provide them ability to book now and kind of give them that hook, because we find that in month nine, month 10, that's when they're planning their next annual vacation based on when they last stayed with us. And for me, that was probably a couple, maybe a day or two, maybe up to 3 days worth of work that we spent on building out these campaigns in our email tool. And it's set and forget. Like I haven't looked at those emails in a long time. I probably should refresh them. But that's a machine that's running on its own now. So like what I said earlier about like you invest into it and it compounds, that's what I mean. Like you don't have to like spend an enormous amount of time. And admittedly, I could do a much better job at social. I probably should like take tips from like Paul Anderson and some of the other folks that are doing really well in social. Mm-hmm. But again, like I'm stretched really thin. So like email was like the lowest hanging fruit I had.
All right. Well, I'm very excited for you for this company. It sounds like, you know, I think there's definitely an opportunity in the market because there are direct booking companies out there to build your website, but a lot of times it's very expensive or very time consuming and very difficult to do if you're trying to do it yourself. So I think this was a much needed addition to the industry. So, but we have, before we get to the end of the show, we have three questions that we ask every single guest that comes on. First question is, what advice would you give 20-year-old Gil?
Take some big risk. It's a lot harder. I'm getting close to my 40s now. And it's a lot harder to take risks when you have a wife and two kids. It was a big leap of faith for me to leave my steady W-2 job in tech and start my own company. And I'm learning a whole lot. I probably learned more in the last 5 years within just the last year of just starting this company. So there's just a massive amount of growth, a massive amount of learnings of myself, of what I'm good at, where I need to lean on people. And I wish I did that earlier. I wish I did that in my 20s. I wish I just took big leaps of faith to try something new. I was on a very linear path of go to college, get a job, and I've taken risks of like, this is my seventh startup now. So I've taken that kind of risk, but really starting something and really driving with your passion, it just propels you in ways that you don't expect.
Very good advice. And kind of similar, but different question. What advice would you give a new short-term rental investor who's looking to get started today in the beginning of 2025?
Find your tribe. Find people around you that you can really bounce ideas off of. When we started in short-term rentals, I had good friends with me that were already investing in the Smokies, and that allowed me to be very comfortable of investing. They helped check my numbers, they helped me with landing my first cleaning crew and really just learn all different things. And like I said earlier, you're not just buying that property, you're starting a business. And there's a lot of parts to it. And if you're able to find, it doesn't have to be a huge group. It doesn't have to be like, there's a lot of value in those Facebook groups, ton of value of the Facebook group. But I find a lot more value out of finding like two or three people that you can really resonate with, that you can bounce ideas, that is invested in making sure that you're successful. So if you can find those people, like you'll return the favor someday, and they will know that. But really, if you can find someone that can really invest into you and is able to help you be successful, that's going to propel you, and that'll allow you to take much bigger risk.
Great advice. And last question, what's your favorite book that's impacted your mindset?
I think right now it's Start With Why. Really finding out what your purpose is, and like, I'm not doing this because like I'm trying to like land big and build a big tech company. I want to like help short-term rental hosts. Like it all started because of my own pain points, my own problems there. And if you really know like why you're doing certain things, like it just makes decisions so much easier there.
All right. Well, also great advice. So Gil, last question. If people want to find you, follow you, use Crafted Stays, how can they find you out there on the internet?
Yeah. Go to craftedstays.co, C-O. There's, you can find all about our platform. We have a podcast as well too, that we talk just about direct bookings. So every week we bring on a new guest that talks about all the different things about direct bookings, branding, email marketing, social media, all that stuff. So you can find all of our blog posts there about some of those things as well too. And then if you wanted to book a tour, on the bottom of the page, you can book a tour. It's actually with me. I'll actually sit down with you and like understand like where you are in your journey, what your stack looks like. We have folks that aren't ready for us. And like, if you just need help just guiding, like picking out your first PMS, I'll be happy to chat with you.
Yeah. Awesome. That's very nice of you. All right, guys. So hopefully you learned something today. Go follow Gil, check out Crafted Stays, and we will catch you next week. Thanks so much for coming on, Gil.
Thanks. Bye.